What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take today's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health on Monday highlighted in the last 24 hours, two deaths from COVID-19 were reported among patients who did not have their complete vaccination schedule. Due to these two deaths in the country, there is a cumulative total now of 8,172 deaths, for a lethality of 1.3%, the report highlighted. In the last 24 hours, there are 124 new positive cases. 3,519 tests were applied for a positivity of 3.5%. A total of 2,108 active cases were reported. 2,030 are in isolation and 78 are hospitalised. According to the Ministry of Health, those who are in isolation are divided into 2,100. These are in their residences and 20 in the so-called hospital hotels. While those hospitalised, we have 74 patients in the wards and 4 in the intensive care units. With the action promoted by the opposition Panamanista Party, there would already be 3 unconstitutionality claims against the decision of the majority of the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral, which maintain the criminal electoral jurisdiction and recognise an alleged principle of speciality in favour of the former President of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli. The demand of the Panamanistas was presented this Monday. The President of the Collective, José Blandón, considered that Magistrates Heriberto Arús and Alfredo Junco of the Tribunal Electoral committed a legal issue by resolving issues that do not concern them, such as the principle of speciality contained in international conventions and extradition treaties, within an issue of electoral jurisdiction. Blandón remarked that the principle of speciality is an issue that is the responsibility of the Supreme Court of Justice. It is the same argument used in other lawsuits that against the resolution of the 22nd of March of 2022 of the Tribunal Electoral, which was presented last week. The first was promoted by Hector Herrera, and the rapporteur is Judge Maria Eugenia López Arias. The second was presented by Linda Guevara and is in Maribel Cornejo's office. However, Guevara would have already withdrawn her demand. Blandón is concerned that the Tribunal Electoral magistrates are looking at issues that are not within their competence and question the credibility of an institution that has been fundamental in this democracy. The lifting of the jurisdiction had been requested by the criminal judge, Baluisa Martinez, so that Martinelli faces the accusation for the alleged crime of money laundering in the Odebrecht and New Business cases. In their resolution of the 22nd of March of 2022, Arús and Junco considered Martinelli's defence argument valid, who alleges that he enjoys the protection of the speciality principle, which was established in the 1904 extradition treaty with the United States. Judge Eduardo Valdez Escofri saved his vote. We hope that the Supreme Court quickly and agilely resolves this action and declares that Tribunal Electoral ruling is unconstitutional, said Blandón. Well, this Friday, the 1st of April, the Attorney General of the nation in charge, Javier Caraballo, warned that the resolution of the 22nd of March of the Tribunal Electoral violates at least 5 articles of the Constitution, numbers 4, 18, 142 and 143. Caraballo's opinion is in a document that he sent to Judge López Arias as part of the processing of Hector Herrera's lawsuit. For his part, Alfredo Valerino, Martinelli's lawyer, questioned Caraballo's speed in answering the query made by López Arias. According to him, Caraballo answered the query in less than a day. I challenge the Supreme Court to present me in 100 years an appeal of unconstitutionality that has been admitted, distributed to the Attorney General of the nation, and answered in less than a day, Valerino emphasized. The Panamanian Chamber of Construction, CAPAC, and the Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers, SUNTRACS, reached an agreement on the salary for the 2022-25 collective agreement, early on Monday morning, the 4th of April. With the signing of the agreement, the strike called for yesterday by the construction workers was avoided. The SUNTRACS leadership reported that the salary adjustment consists of 28 cents over 4 years for the general assistant, 32 cents for beginners and 40 cents for the qualified worker. This increase represents 6% more than the current remuneration and will come into force as of July. The understanding prevailed that we are all Panamanians, that we understand the reality of our country that is in a process of recovery and economic reactivation, said the Minister of Labour, Doris Zapata, after signing the agreement. Conversations between CAPAC and Suntrax for the signing of a new collective agreement have been going on for 6 months, but no agreement had been reached. The parties even declared themselves in permanent session over the weekend, and it was not until early on Monday morning that they reached an understanding. Carlos Allen, president of CAPAC, stated that the union's negotiating committee evaluated the entire situation of the country, highlighting that the worst economic and health crisis is being experienced. In addition, that they should reach a number in the salary adjustment that would not weaken the companies or affect the industry. After a long negotiation with the union, we reached a salary agreement and the clauses that were needed for the benefit of the industry and what it can support, Allen said. This collective agreement that we have just signed covers 20,000 workers who represent 20,000 families and naturally improve their conditions for the next 4 years, said Suntrax leader Saul Mendes. Allen added that this agreement is positive for private investment and foreign investment because the agreed wages within 4 years are now known. You can now make your budgets, your investment projections. This is important because it gives investment stability, job stability for workers, said Allen. An internal investigation is being carried out by the National Migration Service due to complaints received about the alleged abuse and pressure against migrants in the migratory reception station in Los Planes in Gualaca in the province of Chiriquí. According to the SNM, the investigation arose after complaints were received through voice messages detailing the alleged abuses. For this reason, the staff of the Department of Internal Affairs of the SNM has carried out the corresponding investigations, while the Ombudsman's Office has been asked to participate in the process, revealed in a statement from the entity distributed this Monday. However, the entity did clarify that there is no formal complaint from the alleged people affected with respect to the pressures and abuses. In this sense, the director of the National Immigration Service, Samira Gozain, ordered the personnel of Internal and International Affairs and Department of Legal Advice to carry out interviews with the people in the Los Planes de Gualaca shelter with the purpose of knowing exactly what happened. The Electoral Court authorized the lawyer Roberto Ruiz Diaz to carry out the procedures established by law to begin the process of collecting signatures to support his request for the revocation of the mandate by popular initiative of the mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. Resolution number 2 of April the 1st of this year, with which the collection was authorized, is signed by Nitza Delgado de Fernandez, regional director of the Electoral Organization of Central Panama, and Katiana Gonzalez, ad hoc secretary. Luis Diaz must collect 30% of the electoral register of the District of Panama, that's 198,920 signatures, to support his request. After this authorization, the Tribunal Electoral, through the Training Department of the National Directorate of Electoral Organization, will also coordinate the training of Luis Diaz and his activists for the purpose of collecting the signatures. On Monday, March the 7th, the Electoral Court notified that it admitted the revocation process of the mandate presented against Fábrega. Luis Diaz, who was the one who submitted the request to begin the recall process for Fábrega, recalled the signatures needed to be collected to make the recall effective. He explained that the resolution of the Electoral Court was sent to the Electoral Prosecutor's Office and Fábrega was notified, who has the right to file an appeal with the National Director of Electoral Organization, and on the 12th of March, Fábrega filed an appeal. The mayor asked that the National Director of Electoral Organization of the tribunal, which is directed by Osman Valdez, to revoke the resolution of the 3rd of March 2022 issued by the office of that entity in central Panama, and to order the filing of the request of revocation presented by Ruiz Diaz. Meanwhile, on the 30th of March, it was reported that the National Directorate of Electoral Organization rejected the appeal presented by Fábrega against the resolution that admitted his mandate revocation process, The decision was made by Valdez, director of the electoral organisation, on Monday, 28th of March. The official ordered that the corresponding procedure be continued. The foreign minister of Panama, Erika Moines, held a meeting with the state councillor and Chinese foreign minister, Wang Yi, to whom she presented the Panamanian agenda on cooperation, trade and investment, and political dialogue. This visit to China by Moines represents the first face-to-face meeting between the two diplomats after previous virtual meetings. China and Panama had already advanced some points in terms of cooperation, and support was finalised in the delivery of a mobile medical unit to attend and perform mammograms, solar panels, sports supplies, balls, handcuffs, bats, nets, etc., electric buses and well drills. Well, regarding the trade area, the Panamanian Foreign Ministry reported on Monday that the certification process for Panamanian pork, chicken and seafood plants was reactivated. It is specified that the inspection by the Chinese customs authorities will be carried out temporarily, virtually, in order to speed up this procedure and finalise the authorisation. The Chinese market represents enormous potential for the agricultural and livestock sector in Panama, and the certification will be a decisive step to achieve effective access, the report from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs details. Regarding the political issues, it was announced that Foreign Minister Moines presented the formal request for the People's Republic of China to adhere to the neutrality protocol of the Panama Canal Treaty. It was explained that both parties will establish a technical negotiation table that will be evaluating the appropriate mechanisms to implement the said adhesion. Countries that are corrupt and have weak institutions are not competitive at a time when a relocation phenomenon is taking place in the world, and companies are looking for safe, reliable, transparent and adequate destinations for their investments. These reflections were raised by the economist Luis Alberto Moran regarding three international reports that reflect the weakness of Panama in the control of corruption. Specifically, the Fitch Ratings Agency said that in Panama, the governance indicators linked to the control of corruption are weaker than those of countries with a similar level of rating. Similarly, an analysis by the U.S. bank Morgan Stanley points out that the main governance problem in Panama is corruption. And for its part, in a classification made to the Council of Lawyers for Civil and Economic Rights on regional efforts to combat corruption, Panama ranked 12th out of 17 countries. The president of the Chamber of Commerce, José Ramón Icaza, said that among the areas for improvement is the administration of justice, something important for attracting foreign direct investment. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.